We've watched for a long, long time. I mean, we've seen him play for Basel, and obviously we've seen him star in the European Championships, much to the disgust of all those English when they turned us over. And in the European Championships, I think he came to the fore of everybody with his energy and his attitude and his desire to work. And of course, going with that, he's a very decent footballer too. Can score a goal, which he has been able to over the last few years. He can play in a number of positions. But it's his all-round attitude towards the game is what's attracted me. He's trained and trains and plays as if it's his last day, which we need a few of, and I'm delighted to acquire him for the amount of money what's involved. I think we've done an excellent piece of business. I think he'll be a very, very good player for us.
James Bree and Conor Hooran I've seen a few times this season, yes. Two of the most exciting talents in the Championship. Yeah. James, a very young lad. Conor, one of the best deliverers of a set piece, probably in this league.
Well, I had Conor when he was a boy at Sunderland. And it was his desire to go to Ipswich, Roy Keane, and we let him do that. And it didn't quite work out for him at both clubs. And then he's gone on his journey to say, well, I'm going to roll my sleeves up and show you people that I've got something to offer. He did fantastically well at Plymouth. And then got his move to Barnsley, and over the last couple of years at Barnsley, after being at Hull and watching him on various occasions, he's turned into a very decent footballer with that wonderful delivery as we've seen. And how many times do we see a game won by a set piece? So he's got that, and he's got that feather in his cap, which is always good to have. And the young fullback, he could be anything. He's got 60, 70 games under his belt at 18, 19. I think he'll be a wonderful footballer.
Would you like to squeeze anything else in between now and 11 o'clock tomorrow night?
Well, I'm always greedy. We've got one on the go, which is very, very close. I've been delighted at what we've done so far. You know, we've practically revamped the midfield a little bit. We've got somebody in Lansbury and who's a little bit different. So we've got a little bit of mixture of everything which you would require. So that's one area where we're quite happy. If I can get a couple of defenders in now, would be ideal. And of course, everybody's always looking for a centre forward. So we might be finished, but we might not be.
Would you release one or two between now and the end of the deadline?
Yeah, well, look, if you're not in the team and somebody knocks on your door, then of course I'll listen to it. And of course, you know, it's not just a one way thing. You know, if we've got to try and balance the books, it's my job to balance the books and make sure it works. Sometimes that's what you have to do, and that's what a manager is required to do, and you make decisions every day. So there could be one or two still leaving, but nothing's imminent at the moment.
Heck of a juggling act this week, isn't it, when you've got a really important game at Brentford to fit in with all of that?
Yeah, it's nonsense. Really, I mean, it should be just, for me, there should be no transfer window, and then we wouldn't have all this nonsense. But then again, we've got used to it, you know. We're going to see, I shouldn't say it on your programme, but we'll see Jim White with his yellow tie on tomorrow, and News at 10 behind him, or Big Ben, and the chimes going and all that nonsense. But that's what it is. It's turned into a bit of a spectacle.
And on the field, if you're going to kick on now and make a run to the playoffs, you've got to start getting wins away from home, I think it's fair to say.
It's fair to say, yeah. We've got to find that consistency away from home. We've had a couple of results, but we've thrown in that hand grenade where that's disappointed me more than anything. You know, 2-3 times away from home where we haven't done enough. So I'll do everything I can to arrest that, you know, but that always takes time. It's the one thing we have to arrest is that slide away from home where, if we're being honest, we haven't done ourselves very, very well.
Steve, I don't know too much about some of the individual players and their personalities, but you mentioned players moving on. You've had, and publicly, you've had a problem with Ross McCormack. You've publicly made that very, very clear. If he doesn't move on, how difficult is it having somebody around like that?
Well, he has to apologise, first of all. If he apologises, say that he's done wrong, apologises to myself, the squad, the players, and the supporters of the club, and more importantly, the people who own the club, then the way back for him is, if he doesn't move on, we're still paying him. So at the end of the day, that's what he's got to do. And if he does that, and puts his hand up and said, you know what it is, I was wrong, then fair enough. Let's get on with it, you know. But until he does that, then he isn't going to be picked.
The ball's firmly in his court then?
Yeah, always is. Always seems to be with the players these days. But yeah, it's in his court.
Other players as well on the fringe. Do you hope to? Because there's nothing worse, and I've known you a lot of time. You love a happy dressing room. Mm. You don't need anything that's not that's affecting that.
I think it's vitally important. It's as much as important to have a spirit and create a spirit, and it's vital that the dressing room stays tight. And that's why when as a manager you have to act in a way which sometimes you don't want to, but for the sake of the dressing room, you know, it's a team game. And as we've seen in the FA Cup over the weekend, you know, it's a fantastic game. And we've seen so many upsets by, yes, teams have got better individuals, but the teamwork ethic of having two non-league clubs in the last 16 of the FA Cup is quite refreshing and a great achievement.
A lot of the fans are excited about the buys you've made. You're going to Brentford. What do you expect from Brentford?
Well, they've proved a very, very good championship team over the years. Done very, very well in the transfer market. Got some good individual players. Got a very shrewd manager in Dean, and we all know him here. So we'll expect a tough game, you know. It always is down there. It's one of them awful little grounds that we all have to visit. But, you know, it's typical of what the championship is. Go to Brentford on a Tuesday night. Come and roll our sleeves up, go and perform. And let's see if we can get some momentum going forward, especially away from home.
We are just after Christmas, but you have to realise we're entering into February. Time's running away.
Yeah.
Games come thick and fast. Yeah. There isn't as much time as people think, is there?
No, there's not. No, we're into practically the last third of the season, so we've got to start putting a hell of a run together. So that's got to be the aim, find a bit of consistency. We've got to try and find a run that we were on before this month. We've had a poor month in that respect. So, you know, that's the challenge. We're capable. We've got three or four new faces. That'll give everybody a lift. It always does. I'm sure the supporters want to see their new players and their new team. And I'm very, very pleased of what we've done. Been tough and hard work. But, you know, Steve and Keith, the bosses here, have worked extremely hard to get the deals what we've tried to do.
You mentioned those new players, and one thing they all stand out, you mentioned ability, and we've all seen them play, but the word that goes along with every one of them that perhaps has been missing in recent years is desire. There's a lot of desire in them.
Yeah, well, I think that's epitomised in, well, you only have to watch Bjornason and train. You know, he's got that Icelandic mentality. Hourihan's had a bit of a kicking on his way up. Done really well in the lower divisions, done really well at Barnsley. He is absolutely delighted to be here. When I went to meet him, it took 30 seconds, I think, for him to say yes to me. I didn't even think we talked personal terms. He was a delight. They've all got something to prove. The young right back could be anything. So we've tried to identify and target people like that because I think it's vitally important. And they're relishing the chance to play on the big stage here. Let's hope they can grasp it, and I'm sure they will, give it everything they've got.
You look a lot happier than you did before you signed them.
Well, look, they've only trained for 2-3 days, and I've just seen them train. I've seen how they are and how they've lifted everything about it. So I'm pleased.
Could they figure against Brentford?
Oh, yeah.